What's your name, sir?
Ruben Menegas.
I'm on a wave.
So anybody have you?
I'm not sure. It's a wave. It was another one that was indicated as a wave.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, we're looking at you, man. Just run over here.
I just need to know where the form of the network is.
Look, for the waves.
That's the one is the new felony.
Mendibles. I just need to find the paperwork.
Was he waved?
He waved.
Oh, that's behind me. Okay.
So he would be in the staff.
But I gotta find his paperwork here. Hold on, sir. We're looking for your paperwork.
Okay.
Ruben?
Yes.
Okay. Here's this part of it.
Okay, that helps.
Then we can start back at 12:30 unless you want to continue this. I'm just going to run over here for this. I'm sorry, I apologize.
Okay, that's fine.
Right on my calendar.
All right, sir?
Yes.
Could you please state your name and your ABC number for the record?
Ruben Mendibles, 191-399.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the allegation. There's one allegation on your warrant of arrest. Looks like you were notified about this hearing on, April 16th. And on that day, you signed a waiver waiving your interest in participating in this hearing. But you're here today. We can go ahead with the hearing if you want to do that. Or you can waive your participation.
I'll waive it.
I'm sorry?
I'll waive it.
Okay, you're going to waive your participation?
Yes.
Okay, so then we still have to do, there's still some formalities that we have to do. But we will go ahead and then conduct this as a waived hearing. And you're welcome to stay on the line and listen to the hearing.
Okay,
sir. For Mr. Ruben B. Mendibles, ABC number 191-399, this is a revocation hearing. According to the warrant, Mr. Mendibles has violated his conditions of supervision and has lapsed, or is probably about to lapse, into criminal ways or company as follows. He is specifically in violation of condition of supervision 12B, as demonstrated by his failure to complete the ITH program on or about January 2nd, 2015. His whereabouts were unknown at that time, thus he was an absconder from supervision. I have read the information contained in warrant number 2015-W0096, and based on the information contained in that warrant, I move to find Mr. Mendibles violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent and has or was probably about to lapse into criminal ways or company, and I further move to revoke his community supervision on that basis.
Second.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Neal. The community supervision for Mr. Mendibles has been revoked, and this concludes this hearing.